Srila Prabhupada taking the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul fulfilled that vision. Today we see devotees from America, from Europe, from Bombay, which is something like America in Europe, from Africa, from Australia, from Japan, China, from all parts of India, gathered together to beg for the mercy of Gaur Nithai and chant the holy names together. Srila Prabhupada explained that the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir will be the real United Nations. Because the United Nations has always failed and always will fail. No doubt they're trying to somehow or other keep bandages on all the cuts, but they're not solving the problems. Prabhupada said whenever he went to the United Nations, he saw more flags outside. And they're advertising, this is our success, more flags. But Prabhupada said, flag means disunity. But here in the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, Navadvip Dham, people become liberated from the bodily conception of life, understanding that they are the eternal souls, the pure unalloyed servants of Krishna. Only when we transcend this bodily concept, only when we overcome the forces of greed, lust, anger, pride, envy, and illusion, can we actually be united. So here in Navadvip, we have all come to unite, to help one another, to become purified lovers of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, to become instruments in the merciful hands of our acharyas, and to awaken each other's love of God through dancing ecstatically while chanting Radha and Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna. For those of you who have come for this yatra, please approach with very humble and grateful heart. If you take something to be ordinary, Krishna will reveal it as ordinary. Yegatamam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanuvartante manushya paratasarvash. Prabhupada said, if you approach the deity as a piece of stone or wood, you will see stone or wood. If you approach as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will see Krishna. He can speak to you. He can dance for you. Don't try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. The holy Dham is not different than the Lord. We should not be here in a spirit to enjoy. Materialistic people, they take holidays to enjoy, but they never really enjoy. There's millions of Indians every year who go to Disney World, spending fortunes to enjoy looking at this male and female mouse. They glorify them. This in Kali Yuga, perverted reflection. Devotees are worshipping Radha and Krishna, and they are worshipping Minnie and Mickey. Shri Shri. And they're trying to somehow or other extract some enjoyment out of their hearts. But in the meanwhile, they're spending so much money. And inside, they're thinking, oh, my money's being lost. So they're actually agitated. Their senses are enjoying and our mind is thinking it costs so much. So many things go wrong. So this idea of holiday comes from holy day. Originally, when people had time, they went to holy places. Not to enjoy, but to purify their lives. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are meant for his enjoyment. When we come to his holy Dham, we should be especially in this consciousness. Navadvip and Vrindavan are none different. This is the land of Krishna's eternal lila. We are coming here to be enjoyed by Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. We should come in the spirit of service. Then, actually, we will experience the true glories of Sri Navadvip. We cannot see Sri Navadvip with our material eyes. We're looking around with our eyes, and we're seeing some things that inspire our bhakti, and some things that disgust us. However, we should see through the heart of faith. We should not imitate the great souls. The fact is, we cannot see the spiritual world with these eyes made of flesh and water and blood. We should be begging. We should be begging for purification so that by the mercy of the Panchatattva, they will bestow their kindness upon us. We should be here in such a way that they are pleased to see
our humility, our sincerity, and our enthusiasm to glorify them by chanting the holy names. We have 10 days here. In these 10 days, we have an opportunity to make such immense spiritual progress that may ordinarily take millions of births. We should very carefully be attentive to make the best possible utilization of every moment that we are here. We should not speak about material subjects. We should not criticize. We should not gossip.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionallector.com.